With your Posey County Radio News on this Friday, I'm David Hurdle reporting. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and the Indiana Office for Community and Rural Affairs announced yesterday that 14 organizations have been recognized as Indiana Main Street programs or have moved into the Main Street level. One of those programs is the Heart of Poseyville, which has been accepted as part of the OCRA Downtown Affiliation Network. This network is for organizations that prefer to specialize in event-related activities only. The Heart of Posey County posted on their Facebook page that they would like to thank Heather Bale and Heather Moreland for their hours of research, writing, and revising of the application. German Township Water would like to remind customers located in the Mars Township and Black Township areas that a temporary and precautionary boil order was put into effect after water pressure dropped below 20 PSI during a repair work taking place earlier this week. They recommend that customers boil their water for 5 minutes to prevent issues caused by possible contamination. And if you'd like to check on the status of this boil order, you can call 812-963-6403 for updates. We will also update you here at Posey County Radio when we know the boil order has been lifted. The Posey County Emergency Management Agency will be reevaluating the burn ban that was put into place last week. Although there has been some rainfall since the burn ban was put in place, it was not enough to prevent brush fires and therefore extended through this Friday. During this time, they asked that nobody have an open outdoor burn, and we will update you with the determination on the current situation when an update is provided by the Posey County Emergency Management. As the spring events approach, there will be several farmers markets taking place once again this year. The Poseyville Farmers Market is seeking vendors of all types for their Tuesday events, which will be taking place on June, July, and August on Tuesdays. If you'd like to be a vendor, you can contact Joni Unger at 812-874-0100 or Teresa Bratcher at 812-205-5130 for more information. The Wadesville Farmers Market is also seeking vendors as well. If you're interested in being a vendor at the Wadesville Market, which takes place on Thursdays, contact Carla Shank via the Wadesville Farmers Market Facebook page. Tomorrow begins New Harmony Second Saturday's events for the 2024 season. Events will take place from 9 a.m. into the evening. Some of tomorrow's free events include a kids' art reception at the Hoosier Salon from 2 until 4 o'clock, an eclipse talk with Dr. Kent Schiller from the University of Southern Indiana from 3 until 4 at the New Harmony Gallery of Contemporary Art, and an opening reception for Totality from 4 to 6 at the Art Gallery as well. You can find the full schedule of events for New Harmony Second Saturdays at usi.edu/NH Second Saturdays. North Posey Performing Arts continues its performances of Footloose tonight at the North Posey High School Auditorium. Tonight and tomorrow night shows times will be at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students K through 12. You can get tickets online at showtix4u.com or at the door. The tickets at the door will be a limited number of tickets for sale. Also coming up next weekend, the Mount Vernon High School Performing Arts will be having their play, which will be Grease. Shows will take place on March 14th through the 16th at 7 o'clock at the auditorium. They will also have a 2 p.m. showing on Saturday, March 16th. Tickets for that show will be $10 for adults and $5 for students as well. In local sports last night, the University of Evansville Purple Aces won their first game of the Missouri Valley Tournament in St. Louis. UE led Illinois State Redbirds at the half 25-21 and extended the lead into the second half for a final of 59-53. UE will take on number 2 ranked Drake tomorrow in round 2 at 6 o'clock. If you'd like to catch that game, you can listen to it on 107.1 WJPS or online at WJPSradio.com with our very own Jevin Redman on the call. USI women's basketball, who is ranked number 1 in the Ohio Valley Conference, will play Eastern Illinois this afternoon at the Ford Center in the Ohio Valley Conference. That game is scheduled for 1 o'clock. Coming up this Sunday, IU men's basketball will wrap up their regular season hosting Michigan State at home. The radio broadcast will start at 2:30, and you can catch that game on 106.7 WMVI. Purdue will also close out the regular season on Sunday, taking on Wisconsin. That game time is scheduled for 11:30. And in Major League Baseball, the preseason games have begun for the St. Louis Cardinals. They will take on the Nationals tonight at 5 o'clock, the Mets on Saturday at noon, and the Marlins on Sunday at noon. You can catch the preseason weekend games on 106.7 WMVI. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County, and you can read and listen to the news anywhere, anytime, online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, feel free to email us, news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm David Hurdle reporting, and your weather forecast is next.